think I'm more of a laid-back gal. And Austin is pretty laid-back.
Jess Klein might tell you that she moved from New York to Austin because it's more laid-back, but that doesn't mean she's gotten lazy about her music. In fact, her new album is full of energy from her new home's famous music community. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Jess Klein was born in Rochester, New York, discovered her musical talent in Kingston, Jamaica, and started making a name for herself in Boston's folk scene. So New York's claim to Jess Klein and her music was always a little tenuous. And her new album, Bound to Love, is kind of a breakup record to New York. Jess wrote and recorded the album after she moved to Austin in the summer of 2008. The CD reflects her fresh surroundings with co-production by her neighbor, Scrappy Judd Newcomb, and contributions from another former East Coaster, Slade Cleaves. Jess Klein stopped by Studio A with her acoustic guitar, and she talked with FUV's Claudia Marshall about some time spent in another well-known musical community.
The story that's been told is that you were living in Jamaica.
Yeah.
When you first started really singing in front of people. Is that a true story?
That's true. That's very true. I was 19 and I was basically a study abroad person. I was a student and...
Oh, I want a do-over, right? Because when I was 19, I did not study in Jamaica. The heck?
Yeah. That wasn't necessarily what my family had in mind, but they lovingly went with it, and I learned a lot from being there, and I think maybe the most important thing I took away was just the experience of being in a really musical place where music is kind of part of everyday life, you know, and just to feel like it was accessible, and why wouldn't you just play guitar and sing, you know?
To sound like a fool.
So the album was produced by two incredible Austin musicians. One is named Scrappy Judd Newcomb, and the other one is named Mark Addison. Simpler name. but it came about really organically. Scrappy is one of the best guitar players in Austin, which is really saying a lot because there's a lot of incredible players there. And he happened to live across from me when I moved down there. So he would sort of bring me around to shows and stuff. And it just seemed like really natural to try having him help produce something.
How did
for
you
me.
Meet him? You were like getting the newspaper or?
Well, no, actually, I had met him before I moved there.
Oh, okay.
And he wound up helping me get a place because he was a mutual friend of a New York friend
oh,
of mine,
got it.
Someone from New York.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was like the Austin welcome wagon.
Yeah.
In a way. And then,
yeah.
P.S., produces your record.
Yeah.
Co-produces.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But how did you end up with the title, Bound to Love?
Bound to Love. Well, the song is called Bound to Love, and it was Scrappy's idea, actually, to call the album Bound to Love because of the sort of double meaning.
I love that it has a double meaning.
Yeah. So being bound to something, but also being... on your way to something. And so we chose all the other songs on the album to go with one of those meanings.
You are always welcome here. You can sit in my old chair. You can stay until it's clear. I'm not going anywhere. My energy comes from giving to you. Even though I might waste some on the things I do, but you help me pull the right things through. I'm free, I'm bound to love. Oh,
That's Jess Klein live with Fool and Bound to Love, the title track from her latest album. Thanks to producer Andrew Hirschman. You can hear more from Jess Klein online anytime at WFUV.org.